Following is a newbiedm.com minicast, an Emmy-nominated D&D podcast. And welcome to another episode of the newbiedm.com minicast. I am your host, NewbieDM, and yes, you are in fact listening to a new episode of the minicast. After a long summer hiatus, the show is back. So I took the summer off. I went on a European vacation with my family. I went to Gen Con. And along the way, the show was nominated for an Emmy. How cool is that? Well, it didn't win. But as far as I'm concerned, it was a thrill to be nominated. And a huge congratulations go out to the winner in the podcast category. Atomic Array with the gold Emmy and All Games Considered, which won a silver Emmy. Congratulations to both shows. So, let's get to what we do here, and that's helping out DMs with their D&D questions. Joining me today is my friend Mark Meredith from the Dice Monkey blog and the RPG Circus podcast, a great podcast that I listen to, and so should you. Mark, how's it going?
Not bad. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. You have the luck of being my first guest after my hiatus, so if I'm a little rusty, excuse me. All right, Mark, we're going to listen to a voicemail, and we're going to try to answer the guy's question. So what do you say we go straight to the voicemail?
Let's do it.
Hey there, newbie. This is Brandon, known as That Robe Guy and sometimes Drawing Freak out there on the interwebs. I had a bit of a problem where my players tend to roll worse than I do. I don't know what it is, I just tend to roll higher. And it has caused some devastating effects, making essentially less game. And I was wondering if there was any tips that you could offer. I had an idea where maybe I could limit critical hits to maybe two per player per a certain length of time. Just wondering what your thoughts were on that. Thanks.
All right, Mark. His players aren't having good luck rolling dice, and he wants to know what he could do. What do you say?
Well, he has the exact opposite problem of me. When I'm the game master, I cannot roll anything above 10, whereas my players always continually roll criticals. So I guess good for him for being able to kill his players. But that is a problem, especially if your players really don't appreciate constant TPKs. I would advise either maybe using a screen. That can help a lot. You can fudge a lot of rolls that way. And maybe find more situations in which you won't be, as a DM, won't be rolling dice as often. A lot of situations that players find themselves in that are outside of combat allow them to roll. And if you roll badly, that doesn't necessarily always ruin the game. I think the Mouse Guard role-playing game taught me that that failure can be fun. So as long as not everybody's dropping like flies, I think you can have a lot of fun with it by introducing a lot of challenges to the players for their failures.
Yeah, I think the best way to solve this problem that he has is to maybe, like you said, use the DM screen and roll behind the screen. I'm assuming by his question that he's gotten his players used to the fact that he rolls out in the open. And he can't fudge dice that way because everybody sees what he's rolling. Mm-hmm. I'm always the type of DM that I like to roll behind the screen for those reasons. I want to be able to pull my punches if I have to. I want to be able to fudge dice if I have to, because you don't want a bad roll to end the night badly for anybody. Nobody wants an unlucky roll that's suddenly going to, you know, end the game halfway through the session. That's not fun for anybody. Not fun for the DM. It's not fun for the players. It's not fun for anybody. So what can you do? Well, I don't think the caller's idea of limiting critical hits to two or two a game or whatever the idea was is a good idea. I don't think you need to fudge the math of the game to solve this particular problem. I think you need to be a DM, and being a DM means that you have control of the dice, you have control of the story, you have control of what happens on your end of the table. You're not really cheating. You're the DM, and DMs can't really cheat.
Yeah.
At least that's my opinion. If you feel that the game would benefit by fudging dice, then by all means, fudge your dice. I'm not advocating cheating. I'm not advocating fudging every single role in the game. But if you feel you have to at some point, by all means, do it. I don't think it's a bad thing. So to finish off the advice here for the caller, I think he needs to start rolling behind the screen, get his players used to the fact that he's now rolling behind the screen, and pull your punches if you feel you have to. And that would be my advice. I say don't fudge with the math of the game. That's the last thing you want to touch, especially if you're not an experienced DM dealing with mechanics and that sort of stuff that goes under the hood of the game. So I think we answered the caller's question. Mark, what do you say?
I think so.
All right, Mark, before we go, DiceMonkey.com.
DiceMonkey.net.
DiceMonkey.net.
Yes.
And the RPG Circus podcast.
Yes, at RPGCircus.com.
And we should also take the time and pimp out our 4E Home Encounters project, which is coming along nicely, and it's a pretty cool project.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Tell us a little bit about it.
With 4E Home Encounters, it's like the D&D encounters that you can do on Wednesday nights at your local game store. But what our plan is that we're going to come out with one encounter per week on the site, and it'll be free, and it's going to have maps and a whole adventure, I think 15 encounter story arc, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's really coming along nicely. We have Mark, we have Quinn Murphy from the At Will blog, and we have Tim Helly. He's our cartographer, and I'm sort of the crazy mastermind who put all this together, and I'm really proud of this project. I think it's really going to be a very nice thing for the community, and I can't wait to get started putting out the adventures out there. I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Mark, so that'll do it for this episode of the Minicast. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
And listeners out there, I hope you got what you wanted out of this Minicast, and there will be more to come. The Minicast is not done with. I was just taking a summer break. And with having said that, I will see you next time. Take care.